WMFO in headquarters.
Halloween is upon us.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
It would be like taking candy from a baby.
I only like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
It's not just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters! Heart attack, cancer, stroke! Save yourself and all those animal lives! Go vegan now! Free recipes at PETA.org.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
If you had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful, why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
Family, religion, friendship. These are the three demons you must slay if you wish to succeed in business.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
And now, our feature presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
And you know this,
yeah.
Man.
This time we're gonna go back.
Whoa, this DJ kicks ass.
He kicks it.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
Listen to them, children of the night. What music they make.
I say about moon rising. I say trouble on the way. I say earthquakes and lightning. I say about time today. Don't get out here.
Good evening. Yes, good evening. And welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Oh yeah, that's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from, well, who knows where. Yeah, sometimes they're from movies, sometimes from TV shows. Sometimes from real-life historical events and documentaries and sometimes political speeches. And this evening, I am bringing you the first of two Halloween spooktaculars in this 2024 broadcasting year. Yes. Tonight, we are back with a Halloween-based sound collage, and we began the show musically with an incredibly cool cover version of Creedence Clearwater Revival's Bad Moon Rising. And first, some of my gratitude goes out to my colleague, WMFO DJ Mike Conway, host of Classic Rock Mine, for turning me on to that incredibly cool cover version of that song way back in 2017 on his Spooktravaganza. Yes, what an incredibly wailing lead guitar with oh so many whammy bar-based antics in, the band is called Leather Wolf, and they are definitely a heavy metal kind of band. And I also absolutely love the way the producer variously panned the lead guitar with all the fills back and forth in the stereo field. Because you know me, I love stereo. And then actually having two of them go on either side, more towards the end. And, I was researching that song a little bit, and John Fogerty was talking about how he composed the song and what it's about. And as he pointed out, the original CCR version that he did, it's a pretty upbeat song. And unless you really listen to the lyrics, you don't know what an ominous song. It's all about the apocalypse. And, you know, at this point in 2024, I consider this song, written decades ago, as a warning from the past about walking around the streets here in America on the upcoming evening of November 6th, 2024, and those that follow as the United States has a presidential election of great importance. Thanks also to Arthur. He's a host on hiatus here at WMFO. Of the Grand Hour, which he used to play starting at 5 a.m. on Wednesday mornings, dramas from the golden age of radio. And yes, my utter thanks going out to him for this episode, which I hadn't told you the theme yet of this spooktacular. It's scary vintage dramas. So we've got two short, kind of scary, really more campy pieces from Arch Obler's 1962 album Drop Dead, An Exercise in Horror. But even more greater thanks go out to Arthur for suggesting the longer radio drama, which I am going to include completely in our second hour, Sorry Wrong Number, which was a play written by Lucille Fletcher that originally aired on the Suspense radio program March 25th, 1943. It was essentially a one-woman show with Agnes Moorehead as Mrs. Stevenson, an imperious woman, while becoming more and more frantic as she intercepts a phone call between two men who are plotting a murder that evening. And she tries to enlist the help of the telephone operator, the police, and the hospital. And, well, I won't give away any more of the details because you're going to have the chance to hear it entirely for yourself. And Orson Welles called it the greatest single radio script ever written, and Agnes Moorehead did an incredible job. She's also, well, she was greater known for being Eudora in the series, the comedy series Bewitched. But she was an actress of the highest caliber, and yes. So, let's, yeah, and I'm going to mix that up on top of the German electronic band Tangerine Dream on top of their album, well, Rubicon. It was released in 1975, and it's generally regarded as one of their best albums. So that's what's coming up in the second hour of the show. The entire Sorry Wrong Number mixed on top of Tangerine Dream. But we've got two more sets before that, and we're going to be, yeah, we're going to have a kind of campy, scary piece, as I mentioned, functions as a PSA about getting drunk, even if you're a passenger, as well as being careful at railroad crossings. I've also got a piece by my friend and local area musician of many years, Tim Munganast, a song called Demons. We're going to be going, yeah, with scary monsters and ghosts and demons for a lot of the music in tonight's show. We're also going to be hearing my Plastic Sushi Preachers Give Me Money remix of a track by the 10th Planet called Ghosts. And thanks going out again to Chuck Yu for originally turning me on to the two preachers who I sample in that sound collage piece. And then a percussion piece I composed and played a couple of years ago on my Yamaha DTX Multi-12 percussion pads. And I'd categorize it as a jazz composition, along the lines of Exotica, maybe. It's not in a major or minor key, really, but it's instead the Phrygian dominant scale. Rather melodic percussion instruments in there with marimbas and balafones and vibes and kick drums and hi-hats and cymbals. And we're going to end with a really scary remix, my 9/11 remix of the Cult's Love Removal Machine. Also in the mix, Skrillex with Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites, but we're going to start things off with a little excerpt from the 1954 Godzilla movie with sounds composed by Akira Ifukube. Footsteps of Godzilla. Scary monsters and nice spreads from Skrillex. You're on WMFO in Medford. The Halloween Spectacular. Right.
Permit me now to try you out with one of my own favorite type of horrors. This is a sort that after it starts, pretty soon you just can't stand it and you want it to stop, but it doesn't stop, and when it stops, you're sorry that it stopped. Its title, Taking Papa Home.
We roll along, roll along.
Will you quiet down? And don't pull at me. I'm driving. Really, Harold.
Really, Harold. Really, Harold. Really, all right.
I suppose you have it coming. You've waited for your pension a long time. So, this is your night to howl.
Oh, really, Harold.
All these years, I never realized you had it in you. I wish I could make a recording of this and play it for you tomorrow morning. You won't believe me when I tell you.
Home, home on the range.
Home is exactly where you're going, mister.
Mr. Meade is going to buy his wife a new car out of the first pension check.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new car, mm-hmm. Mr. Meade.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure. One for each foot and a swimming pool to wash it in. With that company check, we'll be lucky to have steak once a month. It'll be good to be together again, Harold. No more getting up at 7:30 and coming home so late. It'll be wonderful.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, wonderful. I do wish we could get a new car. Oh, I hate to drive this one. My goodness, we're at the railroad crossing already. Those miserable old gears. Oh, my goodness, on the track.
On the track, on the track, on the track.
Start, will you? Start? Start, start! Train! Can't be! Oh, no. Harold,
uh-huh.
Wake up, Harold. There's a train.
Yeah.
I remember. And there's a starter motor. I can't get it in gear. I can't. Harold, we gotta get out.
Uh-huh.
Wake up. We gotta get out.
I'm gonna sleep.
No. No, there's a train. You gotta get out, Harold, for God's sake. Harold, please. I won't go without you. Harold, darling, please. Please get out of here, please. Harold, you gotta stay alive. Oh, you've worked so hard waiting for today. This isn't fair. Harold, please.
Business And, you know, you don't get meetings or you don't get booked back unless you have a gimmick. Whereas the evangelists say it's a ministry. Like, it's incredible. They'll say, oh, brother so-and-so, he's got the ministry of laying on of hands, or he's got the ministry of prophecy. That's a gimmick. And the guys that have the gimmicks get the big meetings and do good. And, I mean, I used one time, I had a thing where there's a special kind of ink you can buy, and you put it on, and with perspiration, when the salt starts to come out and you start to perspire, it'll turn red. And so I painted a cross, you know, I just did a cross like this in my head. And while I was preaching, the cross started to show immediately. People started nudging each other, you know, and of course it went away, I think, after a while. It didn't last so long, my wife's like, you know. But afterwards, I mean, like, I had that whole audience, that was the biggest meeting that I've ever had, because they saw that cross and, oh, Brother Marge, while you were preaching tonight, the cross was over your head. I mean, that was convinced them, you know, that it was really very, very real, and it made it very easy for me to take offerings and receive money. Chances are that there are at least 200 or 300 little old ladies who've got a $10 bill in a cookie jar. And so if you even get, you know, if a couple hundred go over and get it and send it to you, that's $2,000 that you've made just like that. And so, you know, if you're going to get into big time religion, this is the games you've got to play, things like that. It's a you go into it as a business and you work it as a business.
Myself in my room. I'll ride a broom. I'll be ready to fight you bastards all night. Strangely, my friend, I'm just wrestling with my demons again. Ghosts are living in my head. In the hollows of my brain. It's almost dinner time. Maybe you'll walk outside. Make sure to let me know if I go insane. Wrestling with my demons again. Thank you.
can see the people jumping out the window. They're jumping out the window right now. Oh my God. And if you go over by there, you can see the people jumping out the window. They're jumping out the window right now. Oh my God.
December 7th, 1941, actually the next day that FDR said this is the day that fell of an infamy. We are living through another day of infamy for this country.
Check this one. Captured the red drum because she was there.
Yeah!
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, and streaming at WMFO.org. And I am broadcasting the first of two Halloween spooktaculars this year. And this is the scary vintage drama spooktacular with a total of three dramas from the golden age of radio as contributed by WMFO DJ on hiatus, Arthur. Wednesday mornings at 5 a.m. he had been hosting the Grand Hour, and that was, yes, dramas that he had on LP or other sources that he managed to find from decades ago as dramatized on the Hertzian waves. So we kicked off the last set with some electronic music from Skrillex, Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites, the Zed remix. And right at the beginning, I had an excerpt from the 1954 Godzilla movie. Some sound effects and the voice of Godzilla is composed by Akira Ifukube. And then, from Arthur, taking Papa Home, a dramatization from Arch Obler's 1962 album, Drop Dead, An Exercise in Horror. Followed that with My Plastic Sushi, Preachers Give Me Money remix of the 10th Planet's Ghosts. And thanks again to Chuck Yu for the audio clips of those two preachers. And then it was my friend and former local area musician Tim Munganast with his song Demons from the 1999 album Birth of Monsters. And then we followed that with a percussion piece in the Phrygian dominant mode, or scale. Yeah, it's not really a mode, it's a scale, Phrygian dominant. And I used my Yamaha DTX Multi 12 electronic percussion device to compose and play that for you. Devil's Sandwich was the name of that. And then we concluded with some of the scariest audio clips I've ever mixed into sound collages. Real-life eyewitnesses from September 11th, 2001, on the ground in New York City, Lower Manhattan. The cult's love removal machine. Meanwhile, right now, Wendy Carlos is backing me up. I think the rest of the ambiance that I'm playing for you, namely the music and sounds, while I'm talking during the breaks, will be from Wendy Carlos's Tales of Heaven and Hell album, released in CD 1998. Yes, this is the piece called Transitional. So in the next set, we're going to hear another shorter drama from that Arch Obler album. This one's called A Day at the Dentist's. And I am going to play for you it's a medley, a montage medley of the Beatles, Helter Skelter. But it's not just the Beatles, it's a couple of other versions that I'm mixing together for you. And let's see if you can notice the transitions and how that all goes. And then another sound collage in the mix is going to be my Plastic Sushi White Bronco remix of La Tigra's TKO with real-life audio clips from Nicole Simpson's 911 call to the Los Angeles Police Department when on an incident when O.J. Simpson was at her door trying to break it down because he wanted to visit. This was obviously before he killed her. And in my thinking, after I put together the whole sound collage and looking at the original TKO lyrics, I came to realize that it's about Nicole Simpson's ghost coming back to haunt OJ after he kills her. And it really does work. So yeah, listen to the lyrics that way. But before I do that, we're going to start off the next set with a song that I'm going to send out to an outstanding WMFO operations director from years ago who was a big David Bowie fan. In fact, that was one of the shows that he did a semester, just all David Bowie based. Yes, I'm talking about Ben U, and the song I'm going to play for you right now by David Bowie, Scary Monsters and Super Creeps, here on WMFO, the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Yeah, WMFO in Denver.
Permit me to try you with the humorous type of horror. Horror can't have humor? Listen to A Day at the Dentist.
Any more patients, nurse?
Yes, one just came in. He hasn't an appointment, but he says it's an emergency.
Oh, do I know him? What's his name?
His name is Fred Houseman.
Houseman? Fred? Are you sure?
Yes, do you know him?
No, oh no. Show him in. And Miss Case, you can go home now.
But, Doctor, it isn't time.
I said you could go home now.
Yes, Doctor. The doctor will see you now.
Oh, thank you.
Come in, sir, come in. I'll see you in the morning, nurse. And when you go out, lock the outer door. Mr. Houseman will be my last patient.
Yes, Doctor.
I said, come in, sir, come in.
Thank you, Doctor, for seeing me with